Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
So, no, Tara is busy compiling your 7 o'clock news watch. So, yeah. And we are getting... I'm looking out the window, Comet, and I'm like, oh. Did you see the wind? I'm not lying, guys. No. I swear, when I arrived here, there was a bright sun.
Yes, guys.
In the sky, not a cloud could be spotted. I looked at the weather report and I said, Baha! I even said an archaic word that the guys from Potch will know. I said, Bah humbug.
Wow.
Bah humbug is what we say back in the archaic days. And now, the severe weather that they were warning about, black, dark, threatening clouds have arrived.
Oh, thanks.
They're heading eastwards.
Thank you so much for that update.
Have you tried opening the curtains?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the design.
Yeah.
All right, let me open the curtains and I'll be right back with you. Natara has your news watch.
East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
A survey has revealed that young people are bearing the brunt of gambling addiction, with the experts warning the situation has become critical. The National Gambling Board says it found that those between the ages of 25 and 34 are gambling the most. The board recently told Parliament that the total gambling turnover for the 2024-25 financial year reached 1.5 trillion rand. November's Gambling Awareness Month in South Africa, Lebogang Siogeng, who's with the Responsible Gambling Foundation, says more and more people are seeking help for addiction.
We had successfully referred in 2023-2024 financial year 2,662 people seeking help for counseling and treatment. In the financial year 24-25, we saw 4,166, which is a 55% increase of people calling in for help because they're having problematic gambling.
Gambling researcher Thelma Opel says many apps have integrated unregulated interactive gambling components.
For example, a virtual casino, and that all fall outside of our current law. So for the person who's on a legal site, they're not going to be able to see that here's an illegal game piggybacking on my legal site. And so that's actually been how the tech guys have outwitted the legislators.
This 23-year-old, who's asked not to be named, has explained why some young people choose to gamble.
It could either be for buying groceries, buying alcohol, or buying takeaways. It's just a quick and easy way for them to get cash for whatever they need or want at that moment.
Our residents and businesses across Durban have been urged to prepare for possible water interruptions tomorrow. The Southern Aqueduct will be shut down for 24 hours so that contractors can prepare for the upgrade. Newswatch's Kubabongelo Tuli reports.
The eThekwini municipality says contractors will scour part of the pipeline as they prepare for the Southern Aqueduct upgrade. Earlier this week, the Presidential eThekwini Working Group and the Durban Chamber of Commerce and Industry visited the Northern Construction Site to access progress. The project involves building a 24-kilometer bulk water pipeline to replace the two aging concrete lines that have exceeded their 50-year lifespan. The municipality says the upgrade will increase the aqueduct's capacity and improve supply to the city. Water services team will monitor reservoir levels during the shutdown. Affected areas include Malvern, Queensburg, Shawcross, Chatsworth, Westcliff, Umlazi, and Zimbini, Folweni, and Pinetown South. Residents are advised to store water for essential use. Kubabongelo Tuli, East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Traditional Affairs MEC Chilasizwe Buthelezi has stepped in to calm tensions over a brewing dispute in Mtubatuba. This follows threats of clashes between the Abakwanasi and Ngube clans after reports that AmaZulu King Misizulu Kazwelatini had allegedly appointed businessman Nginiso Ngube as his overseer of the Dugudugu land. The MEC addressed residents that are in Anambizo, called by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhonazi. Buthelezi told the community that there should be no disputes over the leadership of the Kwanazi tribe.
There is only one Inkosi which is recognized over this area, which is Inkosi Ntokozo Mkhwanazi, and we showed the maps because we are discouraging individuals who just stand up and make illegitimate claims about the chieftainship of this area.
KZN police intervened to prevent violence after some community members began blocking the N2 highway. And as Ecuador counts the ballots of a referendum on a measure to allow US military bases in, projections are that a solid majority of voters has rejected the move. With three quarters of the vote counted, about 60% of people had voted no to lifting a 2008 ban on foreign bases. The referendum came against the backdrop of US military airstrikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean and Pacific, seen as a divisive policy backed by President Daniel Noboa. Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 21 degrees. Maritzburg 17. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Proteas win in India for the first time in 15 years. Yannick Sinner has beaten Carlos Alcaraz to win the ATP Tour Finals. And Nigeria will not be going to the FIFA World Cup.